City Clerk Catherine Cook runs Aspen's elections. On Tuesday night, she described what happened when none of the mayoral candidates had enough votes to win outright.
Steve Scadron had the most votes. Tory had the second most. They will be in a runoff for mayor June 4th.
Earlier this week, Cook explained why Aspen elections work the way they do. It has to do with something called the Home Rule Charter, a document which guides how the city is run.
Our charter says that in order to be elected mayor, a candidate has to garner 50% plus one vote. That's in the mayor's race.
That's a bit more than what's required to win a city council seat. The top two vote-getters in the mayor's race then enter a runoff. And that brings us to where we are now. Runoffs weren't even an option before the year 2000. That's when voters decide to add them to the city charter. They've kicked in several times for regular city council seats. Again, Catherine Cook.
So we had a runoff in 2001, 3, 5... Then in 2009, we had instant runoff voting.
City residents decided to get rid of instant runoffs after the controversial 2009 mayor's election. Now Aspen's back to the version the city had before. And it means, according to Clerk Catherine Cook,
the June 4th runoff election is carried out exactly the same as the May 7th regular election. So it's putting on two elections.
With all the moving parts that make it possible for voters to cast a ballot in a number of different ways.
So we notify the ballot company that candidate B and D are in the runoff, and they print ballots. We mail them to 1,654 permanent mail-in voters, and we start the absentee and get judges and polling places all over again.
So Aspenites might get a little deja vu in the coming month. With essentially two elections back-to-back, we asked if the city and taxpayers will be paying twice as much to find out who's the next mayor.
It does. It does, because you conduct the runoff exactly as you conduct the election. So, you know, there's no sloughing off. Of course, the ballot will only have two names on it.
And printing costs might be a little cheaper this time around. Cook's office should know right away because the second election keeps employees from getting much of a break.
It means that we get to sleep until 8 tomorrow and start all over again.
As for the business of governing, more than one Aspen official said Tuesday that the runoff election won't cause any delays for work the city has to get done. City Council will also be back to work with runoff contenders Steve Scadron and Tory at the table. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.